Jess in with you this morning. Now, at the moment, Hunter Local Land Services are looking to do a survey on the Hunter River Turtle. This is a beautiful animal, which we have spoken about in the past with AussieArc. And at the moment, Phil, who's an ecologist working for Hunter Local Land Services on this project, is in the Goulburn River National Park, and he has been on the lookout for turtles over the last few hours. And he joins me this morning from the highest hill he could find. Phil, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, great, Jessica. Thanks. Yep.
Now, Phil, first of all, take us through exactly what Hunter Local Land Services are looking at to find or do with the Hunter River Turtle at the moment.
Yeah, so basically this turtle, its significance has increased now that we know that it's a subspecies endemic to the Hunter catchment. Yeah, and there were very little records of it, so there was only probably 10 or so records right across the catchment. So we have a big unknown, basically. So the populations are declining, and due to the severe drought that we just had, and also fox predation of turtle nests. So that is to monitor the population, to establish how common the turtle is, how healthy the population is from the point of view of mix of age classes, whether the little ones and big ones, and to monitor their health as well. So to look to see if they've got any ailments. Like other populations, we've found a lot of eye problems with cataracts and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it was just basically to get out here and put in some effort to just benchmark this population to know where it's at.
Yep. That's awesome. So what have you been doing over the last sort of couple of days in the Goulburn River National Park?
Yeah, so I've been driving around looking at the various rivers in the in this part of the Hunter catchment. We're going to start the surveys full on next weekend, not this weekend coming, but the next one, the 26th.
Yep.
And I'm lining up sites to go and survey. We'll be going for a fortnight when we do get going. And, so last night I did try trapping in the Goulburn River National Park, and we were successful in catching 24 turtles. And so that's the first night of effort that I've had. So to be a very good mix of old and young, and quite abundant. You know, 24 in one night, so that was a pretty good catch. And, they all look healthy.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, this is a really, really good start.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you're actually also calling for residents who happen to live along the catchment that you're looking to survey to give you permission, basically, to come onto their properties and continue to survey over those couple of weeks?
Yeah, that's right. We have had a lot of landholders offer their properties, which is fantastic. But we still have some big gaps where there hasn't been any offers. So we're trying to spread surveys out across the entire catchment. We get a representative sample of the turtles right across the area. So we're looking for more landholders to offer their properties that we can then sort of select from that'll give us sites right across the catchment. So, yeah. We would appreciate more offers. Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, this particular Hunter River Turtle, if you don't do what you're doing now to try and survey how many are around, to find out how many are left, is this species at risk of, just disappearing altogether?
That was a concern that could be the case. By what I said last night, I'm not thinking that way. Yeah, I'm thinking that the population is pretty healthy, but I've targeted some of the best habitat for them to start off. Now, when I get away from this really good habitat, I might find a different story. So yeah, it remains to be seen, but it's basically just benchmarking the population as it is, and from here on, monitoring down the track, we'll have something to measure. Whether they're increasing or decreasing, or their health improving or decreasing. So, this gives us something to go by.
Yeah, Exactly. Well, Phil, we'll be keen to catch up with you either while you're doing the survey in a week or so's time and when you finish doing it. So thank you so much for your time this morning. And if anyone wants to get in touch with you and wants to give you permission to go on their land, what's the best way to do that?
Well, through local land services. Yeah, so we're looking for sections of river that had permanent holes through the ground. So that's really important. So there has to have been holes up to 1.5 metres deep through the drought. So where the river's dried right out, just very shallow or no water whatsoever, a lot of turtles would have died. So we're trying to target those areas where the populations would have been able to survive the worst of the drought. So
yeah, fantastic stuff. Well, Phil, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you.